autism is not diagnosed for typically 4.2 years. In 1995, we started seeing this explosion in autism. And then in 1999, because the CDC itself was worried that the vaccines may be causing autism, and the mercury, particularly in the vaccine, or the other metals, they decided to do a study, and they retained a Belgian researcher named Thomas Verstraeten, who studied the biggest database available to the CDC, the Vaccine Safety Data Link, which are the vaccination records and the health claims of the top 10 HMOs. So I think there's 10 million people in that database. And when Verstraeten, he looked at several hundred thousand children, and he compared children who had gotten the hepatitis B vaccine on time with children who had not gotten it on time or had not gotten it at all. And he found an 11.35 relative risk. That means an 1135% greater elevated risk of getting an autism diagnosis if you got that vaccine in the first 30 days. And they knew right then what it was causing the autism epidemic. The relative risk for smoking cigarettes for 20 years, a pack a day, and lung cancer is 10. This was 11.35. The relative risk of 2 is considered proof of causation. So this was 11.35. They knew what was happening at that point, and they had a panicked, you know, DEFCON 1 call out to alarm that was sent out to all the major vaccine proponents in the university system, the vaccine companies, and the big regulatory agencies, WHO, NIH, CDC, FDA, etc. And they all met in a secret meeting at a Methodist retreat center in Norcross, Georgia, called Simpsonwood. And they met for 2 days. And the first day, they had these alarmed revelations where they talked about the study and said to each other, this is bulletproof. There's no way to argue with this, and we are in deep trouble. And attorneys are going to come after us, the predatory bar. We're all going to be in trouble. Then the second day of Simpson, where they talk about how let's not let this get out. We're going to embargo and collect all the copies, and we're going to launch some studies to prove that there is no link. And I obtained the transcript of those. You can look at those transcripts on Children's Health Defense website. They're called Simpson Wood, and make up your own mind about it.